brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Let's not waste any time as we blast out coast to coast from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, in our defense of liberty and our resistance to tyranny. It is Wednesday, the 12th day of May, 2004. Thank you for joining us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I have to be honest with you. My gut-level instinct, which I don't go off of, I go off the facts and the evidence, but my gut-level instinct yesterday afternoon when I heard about this poor Nick Berg, a civilian contractor getting his head cut off by some degenerate goons while he was screaming and begging for his life, was it's the globalist. But I said, no, there are a lot of crazies over there. You know, this is war. This is horrible. This could have happened. And then the first article I see out of the Associated Press says that he was in the coalition's hands. They had grabbed him off the street, a white guy, no reason to do that. They had grabbed him off the street over there in Baghdad, actually north of Baghdad, and held him for 13 days. They release him, and that very same day, he gets captured by Al-Qaeda, L-C-I-A-D-A. We know Al-Qaeda's CIA, and we know Mr. Chalibi was the head torture master for the Shah of Iran. He now runs Iraq. He's a convicted bank robber as well. We know it's Mr. Chalibi out running these staged victory parades whenever Saddam's statue toppled. Just interesting, Mr. Chalibi's over there. We have to remember that. And some chubby guys, not the normal skinny young Arab fighters, but some fat guys, sit there in front of this poor Mr. Berg, right in the middle of this whole scandal, and just cut his head off, and then throw him out on the side of the road with a videotape, and he's found by the very same coalition forces that had grabbed him to begin with. So, you go from the Fed's hands right in to Al-Qaeda's hands, kind of like 9/11 with the FBI paying for the houses, the cars, the credit cards of the supposed hijackers who were trained at U.S. military bases, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, Associated Press, and then magically, you know, their passports fall out of the sky when all of their stuff's destroyed from the aircraft. Every time we see terrorists doing something, they've got globalist handlers. You know, the video, I struggled with posting this. We put it up for a little while yesterday, and I thought, you know something? I'm just going to take this down. We put some of the stills of him cutting his head off up. Others have done that. What do you think? You think I should post on PrisonPlanet.tv? Third time I watched it, trying to analyze it. Look, I mean, this is real violence. This isn't the movies. And this is a guy just squealing like a trapped animal, poor thing. You know, then they kill him like an animal. And they need to get those Al-Qaeda pieces of filth, those CIA officers that did this, and they need to be brought to justice. Because we know Al-Qaeda's CIA, founded, run by the CIA, that's not debatable. So we know he, quote, fell into CIA hands, so it really is an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. It's the government. That's been proven. But then we have our government grabbing this guy, holding him, not letting him have a lawyer, not letting him call his family, roughing him up, doing all this stuff to him, and then he gets released after they had their little setup ready, and he magically, that day, gets grabbed by Al-Qaeda, which they admit basically has no presence in Iraq. Saddam wouldn't let them in the last 10 years, saying they were U.S. government agents trying to overthrow his country. That's just Saddam, though, you know, who supposedly works with Al-Qaeda, publicly tracking down and killing Al-Qaeda, calling them government agents. The Saudis say that, too. Saudi government says that they're work for the U.S. government. It's public fact. I mean, you know. So right in the middle of all this, right in the middle of all these torture photos coming out, which the government asked CBS to hold off a few weeks on so they could get this set up and grab them somebody to kill, then they could release them and then bring these out and say, see, torture's good. I'm telling you, folks, I know in my guts that's what happened.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In Operation Northwoods, the declassified, public, admitted, we're talking ABC News, Baltimore Sun, Associated Press, and the admitted declassified report that we have on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they call for hijacking jets by remote control, crashing them. Our government does. Blaming it on foreign enemies. Bombing D.C., shooting people. Killing young people particularly, they say, pulls on our heartstrings. It causes a helpful wave of indignation. And in the middle of this big torture scandal that the government asked CBS a month ago to hold off on for a few weeks so they could get ready, in the middle of this, this poor person, Nick Berg, this entrepreneur, this brave individual, who'd been in Kenya helping people set up infrastructure, been in Iraq, many other areas. He was trying to get out of the country, but the U.S. government over there grabbed him, held him for 13 and a half days, released him, and the timeline's fuzzy. But either that day or the next day, he's grabbed by Arab Qaeda or Al-Qaeda. And they cut his head off, and I've seen the video. We have the video. Do you think we should post it on the websites? I really struggle with this. I think it should be seen, frankly. I think the video they're not releasing, that senators are going to be given 3 hours to look at thousands of images and video, and they admit on the video it's our troops raping women and children, killing them, beating them to death. This is all admitted, by the way. This is public. families pulled over at checkpoints. That should be seen. And the degenerate scum, the Allah Akbaring New World Order people that did this need to be brought to justice as well. It is disgusting. It is painful, very painful. This is all a massive PSYOPs program. I'm totally sure of it now. Enough pieces have converged. I said in the last few days, look for a big terror attack or some event. I even said look for them to release some horrible video of, you know, Iraqis or somebody torturing our people to counter all of this. They're not releasing a video right now. They're showing little excerpts of it, because if they do show that, they'll have to show them beating the Iraqis to death. And it's wrong when our troops beat people to death and rape them, and it's wrong when whoever did this does what they did. Equally disgusting. And the two don't cancel each other out. People are saying, I heard them all over talk radio last night, all over TV last night, all over radio this morning. Oh, see, we got to get tough, torture them. See, and the sicko callers are even worse than the socialist neocons. And his family. Now, again, I got a call yesterday at about 4 o'clock. I was going into the TV studio, and I got a call, and I was driving, and they said, have you seen the video of him cutting this guy's head off? Should we post it? And I said, I don't know. And we've got the video, and the site that had it up crashed because of all the visitors. Should we post it? And I said, I don't know. And just instantly, and you know, I go off facts and documents and integrated information. This is not a conspiracy theory broadcast. But occasionally when I get enough information, I will basically give you what I believe is going on. And I'm 98% sure this is a globalist operation. And I said, let me get back to the office and let me check out the info. And the first article I saw was out of the Associated Press with the family saying, our son wouldn't be dead if it wasn't for the U.S. government. Of course, they'll be called Democratic operatives within hours. In fact, actually, I said that yesterday. Now they are doing it. Attacking them as Democratic operatives. You know, they'll even attack people who just lost their son because they don't agree with what happened. But why do they say this? Because he was grabbed for 13 and a half days. And on the day he was released, or the morning of the day after, we're not sure, two different conflicting stories, he was captured by Al-CIADA, Al Central Intelligence Agency ADA, founded in 1979. And these fat guys, Al-CIADA, sit there and cut his head off as he squeals. It is just, and you hear him gargling as they cut through the windpipe. It is hell on earth. I've read the accounts of the French Inquisition, or not the Inquisition, the French Revolution, where they'd cut people's heads off, and many times they'd sit there looking and gasping, trying to talk. I mean, it is unbelievably horrific, and that's why all this violence in the movies and television desensitizes us and is so dangerous. We need to be conscious of that. I'm not calling for censorship. I'm just saying we need to be conscious of the difference between simulated violence and real violence. I've struggled with the question of should we post this. We'll take your calls. What do you think on that issue? There's a lot of different factors here. He's over there. He's an independent contractor working on communications towers. He's trying to exit the country. And right at the time, I mean days after, he was grabbed by the U.S. government, days after they admit that the Pentagon, Rumsfeld, personally called the head of CBS and said, wait a few weeks on airing that. Wait a few weeks on airing that. And they told the media, don't air the other images, and they followed orders. Why didn't they just say, don't show it? If they'd have said, don't show it, they wouldn't have. There's been torture photos in the news for a year in Iraq, 2 years in Afghanistan. That stuff never gets showed in our media. Why did they say, hold off on it a few weeks? Then days later, they grab, after they told CBS to hold up, they grab Berg. Our government, admittedly, grabs him, a white guy, not even a Muslim. You know, they don't have any excuse. They can say, oh, we're grabbing all these Arabs because, you know, they can be terrorists. They grab this guy. He's got all his papers. They don't let him call a lawyer. Don't let him call his family. Keep him in there for half a day shy of 2 weeks. Release him. And he is instantly grabbed by Al-CIADA. Or the CIADA Arabs. Arab CIADAs. Whatever you want to call them. and they hold him and then cut his head off and then throw his body out on the road with his videotape. And then one of these Arab websites known to be affiliated with the intelligence network of the government comes out with this. Every time Colin Powell, people are saying, well, Saddam isn't with bin Laden. Suddenly, oh, bin Laden just popped up with a new tape. He says he is. You know, whenever they need him, he's there helping them, like his family's done since 1918, serving British intelligence. Codename, a public codename of bin Laden, Tim Osmond, here in the U.S. The big hero of the 80s, fighting the Soviets. This is a total psyops. I say 98%. I know for a fact. My guts, the information, the data, the timeline. I spent hours studying this last night, hours this morning, deeply focusing in on this. And let me tell you, I am sure. And remember, I got on the air. I never do this. Very rarely. I got on the air July 25th, and I said, call the White House, call Congress. They're going to attack New York, probably the World Trade Center. They're going to say bin Laden did it. He's going to be their willing patsy on it. I said, I've never done that. Now coming up on 10 years on air, I've done it once. And I'm here to tell you everything lined up. As they say, the stars lined up on this. I know they killed him. I know it. And you can put it in the bank. You can bet on it. You can guarantee it. Now, I just laid out all the evidence of this. If I was a police officer investigating a murder if cops looked at all the facts, they would go and they would investigate the government. Because who stands to gain? The timing, telling CBS, hold off a few weeks, he gets grabbed, he gets released, instantly goes into Al-Qaeda's hands, who we know is CIA. I mean, that's the facts right there. That's 100% they're CIA right there. They grab him, do this, and it's released right in the middle of the new release of some of the photos. And now we're all going to forget about the videos of raping women and beating people to death. And there were sickos running around the TV station last night actually saying, oh yeah, they deserve it. Yeah, see, they cut the head off. Yeah, torture's good. And I said, raping women? Well, it's war. So they brought this out. It's part of a larger psychological program. All the TV shows, the dramas, promoting torture every episode. It's good. The good guys are doing it. Then in the print media, in the nonfiction media, saying it's good. Thousands of editorials, literally thousands of articles. You've all seen them. All of this, and then suddenly this torture stuff comes out. Why, when they blocked all the other torture info, lining up 3,000 people, machine gunning them in Afghanistan, shooting children, beating them to death, none of that comes out when they have it. The media has it. They haven't released it. It's been in the foreign press. None of that gets released, but this does. CBS, military-industrial complex owned. This is a massive psyops. And you watch Bush's approval rating is going to explode. People are going to accept torture. And this is part of the process. We know Al-Qaeda is CIA, so right there we know it's the government doing it. But on top of it, our government holding this guy, releasing him directly into the hands of Al-Qaeda, who then holds off on the video and dumping the body until right in the middle of this. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble, people. We're in a lot of trouble. I just read mainstream articles where they put uranium in children's cereal in public schools. Gave it to pregnant women. So don't sit there and say they won't grab some poor young man who's out there trying to help the Iraqis, who was even a Bush supporter. And they took him and they cut his head off. They got some of their Arab torture masters who cut a lot of heads off in Iran and a lot of heads off in Jordan. And they took him in there, and they cut his head off to sell you on torture and evil. And this was all scripted and set up from the beginning. Guaranteed. You can bank on it. I know. My discernment is 100% on this. But I have enough evidence to prove who the prime suspects are, who stands to gain, and we know Al-Qaeda, CIA. There's proof right there. Then you've got the government grabbing him, holding him, releasing him to Al-Qaeda, not letting an American call his family or lawyers, not saying he done anything wrong. I hope you see through this. We'll come back, get into other news. A lot of chemtrail news in the Associated Press and Time Magazine, of all places. Oh, there are more trails now. They do stay there now. Just accept it. where they're going to have a public national public school program teaching them to accept the chemtrails. I'm not kidding. That's coming up too. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. As a kid, your green machine was the envy of every big wheeler on the block. But with today's gas prices, adult consumers are turning to a new green machine. When I return, we'll grow with the flow. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Yesteryear's green machines were inexpensive, non-polluting kids' toys. But today's grown-up version, hybrid cars, are dubbed green for the color of money and the environment. Hybrids are designed with a gasoline engine and an electric motor that work in concert to increase efficiency and reduce emissions, saving both money and the environment. No longer the ride of the future, Toyota and Honda hybrids are already on the road, and Ford, Dodge, GM, and Lexus will soon grow with the flow. Yes, with a little insight into hybrids, you can escape gas lines and save the earth. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss.
All right, my friends, we're about to go to your calls. I'm going to take a lot of calls today. Your chance to respond to all the news, the gas prices. We have photos on the website of the gas pumps at $3.50 a gallon. People getting 15 gallons and it costing, you know, $35, $40. The stock market gyrating wildly, NAFTA and GATT being expanded, free trade area of the Americas, Bush quietly getting $25 billion more for the phony war, this poor man getting his head cut off by degenerates. All of it. But again, in U.S. custody, released right into LCIA in his hands, released right on time in the middle of this whole torture scandal to legitimize all of this. I say post it all. I say we should see it all. We should see him raping the women, beating people to death, and we should see these degenerates, these demons cutting this man's head off. These cold-blooded killers. Who stands to gain from this? Who is Al-Qaeda? Who had him in custody? Who told CBS days before this poor man got grabbed, Mr. Berg got grabbed, Nick Berg got grabbed, who told CBS, hold off a few weeks on that? Then they release the photos, and they create the controversy, and they say, see, we told you so. This is how they do it. Maureen in Virginia. Go ahead, you're on the air globally.
Hi, I've got a feeling they had another thing in mind with beheading this poor man. You know Al Caput, don't you?
Yes.
I've heard him speak about this. A man named Ken Peters, I saw a video by him from the Prophecy Club talking about the guillotines. I do believe they are getting us ready psychologically for this, for basically large scale. And I would like to say...
They cut our heads off. Let's cut their heads off.
I'm talking about
desensitization for everybody.
Yeah. But what I would suggest is, everybody out there, the time is getting incredibly short. I would strongly suggest you get a hold of, especially the 911 video by Alex, take it to your mayor, take it to your chief of police, and if you can't see them, find somebody that knows them or see if you can get to their spouse. And
give them the information. Great points,
yes,
Maureen.
Thank you.
Maureen, have you seen the video?
I have not only seen the video, I have made, oh gosh, I am totally lost.
Well, I'm sorry, that's my fault. Not Road to Tyranny. The video of them cutting Mr. Berg's head off.
No. I just can't.
We have it. Nobody else is posting it. Do you think we should post it?
You know what? I don't, because I think that would be playing into their hands to further desensitize people.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. Okay, we'll take more calls on the subject. Thank you. But at the same time, then they won't show us the video of the troops raping and beating people to death. I mean, it certainly shouldn't be on until like after 11 somewhere. But I don't know. I just don't know. William in Oregon. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good morning. The video is atrocious. My heart goes out to the Berg family, and I think
so. You have seen the video.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and it put a tear in my eye, and it's very painful.
So you have seen it out there on sites?
Yeah, I sent you an email last night.
We have the video. We've had it since yesterday.
Well, it wasn't about that. It was about ICH got nailed by some hackers, and I guess Tom's back up now, and I don't know what happened on that. But I wanted to bring something up on this
Information clearinghouse.
Correct. Years ago, well, maybe not years, 2 years ago, I realized something I don't think a lot of people realize. I'm sure you do know. I found it very suspect about the Al Jazeera, and I always thought it would come out of Iran or somewhere, and I was shocked to see that it comes out of another puppet satellite called Qatar, as you're probably aware of. And that goes to show a strong linkage. I mean, do you think we let Al Jazeera, or they would allow, let's say, CBS or Fox to broadcast out of Iraq? Hell no. Well, I find it odd that Al Jazeera, who's very much of an instigating type of a format, if you will, for the Mideast, is basically in a U.S. territory, if you will, because Qatar is right.
Well, that's it. And let me add a caveat or an addition to what you're saying, an addendum. I want to read over P2OG from the LA Times later and from UPI 2 years ago, where Rumsfeld created a $7 billion a year group. That's $7 billion to instigate, to carry out terror attacks. They admit this, to blow up and kill people and to kill people's children to get them to attack us, to create terrorists as a pretext to widen the war. So this is all a psyops to hype up the Arabs, and then our people get killed and tortured, and then hype that up with us. This is all being manipulated. And understand, it just got released last year. It's in Masters of Terror video that Roosevelt made 7,000 civilians stay in the Philippines, wouldn't let them be evacuated, so they could be captured for propaganda reasons. That's the declassified document. And 4,000 of those, 7,000 were died in internment. They'll kill 4,000 people just for some propaganda on newsreels.
Well, just like the Operation North was, and they tried to pull that up. You know, there's a pattern here, and people, you know, average person's oblivious to it. But
they need to wake up to it. Thanks for the call. Great points. More calls coming up.
This is GCN.
What will you do without freedom?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop the pill popping. No more trying to remember to take all those vitamins daily that don't entirely absorb. Stop dishing out cash. To get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs, you'll have to pay hundreds of dollars per month and still be missing out on the essentials. What if I told you I'm about to save you all the time and money with a product that provides all the nutritional groups that support every function of the human anatomy? It's called Pro Vitamin Complete. The name speaks for itself. With just one delicious shot every day, your body will be receiving 178 fantastic ingredients. That's 178 fantastic ingredients in the liquid form that is 98% absorbed. You know you're not eating right. No more excuses. ProVitamin Complete contains the important vitamins you need, plus minerals, enzymes, amino acids, fatty acids, and even fiber. ProVitamin Complete, affordable whole food liquid nutrition for your entire family. Call now and get your ProVitamin Complete at 1-800-373-6076. That's 1-800-373-6076 now. Or check out their banner on GCNLive.com.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, we blast out resisting tyranny, defending liberty, the websites that have the still images of them cutting Mr. Nick Berg's poor head off are on PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge also has them. We've had the video since yesterday. We briefly posted it, and then I just watched it again, and I said, I don't know, take it down. Some others have posted it. So when I talk to each caller, I also want to get your take on whether we should post this. You know, I think we should show the video of them raping and beating people to death at the prison. And frankly, I think we should show the video of them cutting this poor man's head off. But at the same time, it's so abhorrent. And in a way, you can say it feeds into what the globalists are doing. And hypes both sides up into this. I don't know. I'm rarely in a quandary, but I am here on this subject. I believe it's clear that Al-Qaeda, well, we know Al-Qaeda's CIA, we know that he was held by the U.S. government, wasn't allowed to call his family or a lawyer or the company he worked for. We know that he was grabbed and then released directly into Al-Qaeda hands, LCIA to hands. And we know that this happened just days after he was grabbed by Al-Qaeda, or grabbed by the U.S. government, excuse me, just days after they told CBS to hold off a few weeks. Then they release him right into Al-Qaeda hands, and they cut his head off. And then this legitimizes all the torture, and now we won't hear much about all the raping and killing that so many people are still in denial about by our troops under globalist control, which is all admitted by Rumsfeld and others, and senators get 3 hours to look at over 1,000 digital images and hundreds of videotapes of the guards having sex together, the guards raping women, the guards raping children. Hellish stuff, just as bad as cutting this poor person's head off. It's all horrible. And for the sickos out there, for the sicko Muslims that are on websites saying this is great, you're a bunch of demon-possessed goblins. And the same goes for the sickos on neocon radio saying torture them, kill them, it's all great. You're all being manipulated, and you better stop it. I'll go over the evidence of why I'm totally sure. Well, I know Al-Qaeda CIA, so that's the evidence right there, but all the other pieces of evidence showing why I'm 98%, well, I'm 100%, but I'll say leave 2% for error. I mean, this is dead on that this is a psyop engaged in by the globalists. And if you don't think they'll do that, they do stuff like this all the time where they've been caught doing it. Stop being naive. Let's go to Jim Shepherd here for a few minutes, then we'll go to Jules, Maggie, Carlos, and others. I want to get your response to all of this, 1-800-259-9231. Jim Shepherd, good to have you on with us today, sir.
Always a pleasure. You know, I've been listening to you talk, and one of the publications that I read that I have found to be extremely accurate in prognosticating global geopolitical events is Richard Marbury's U.S. World Early Warning Report, and he's the one who came up with the Chaos Stan model. And what he had to say in this last newsletter, Alex, goes right along with what you're saying. And his hypothesis is that the Islamic world wants to expand this war. This little statement, I'm going to read a couple sentences. The March bombings in Spain were spectacularly successful, changing the outcome of the Spanish elections and handing the Spanish government over to the socialists. Another huge attack inside the U.S. might have similar results. Given their Spanish success, Washington's enemies must now be making a calculation. Are they satisfied with Bush, in other words, how his policies are expanding the war? Or do they think Kerry would help them spread the war faster? And it really appears that there are forces that are trying to fan the flame of this situation out in the Middle East.
But we've got to go to the next level. This individual is looking at one mid-level slice above in the pyramidal power paradigm. Above that, you have this death head group that Dr. Tanya Karajny, the chief economist in Russia for Vladimir Putin, talked about 9/11 months before. And publish it in major papers. She said, quote, the death's head, or the skull and bones group, in translation into English, the proper translation, this $300 trillion group is bigger than our government, bigger than the Muslims, and is manipulating this towards a world crisis that'll bring in the one world government that Albert Pike, the chief Grand Mason, wrote about. And it's in the Royal Naval Museum in England, his letter, what is it, in 1877, calling for the Third World War, laying out the three world wars, saying the Third World War will between the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims, orchestrated by the Illuminati to bring in the Antichrist.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, from what I have read, Alex, it just seems to me that you're way ahead of the curve on this.
Well, I mean, just going off Albert Pike and the globalists and the rest of them. Jim, I appreciate your comments on that, my friend. People need to take action. We're in a very dangerous climate. That they've got every type of poison you can imagine in the water. Delaware River to dump 5 million gallons of nerve gas, Associated Press, into the water. I mean, this is the cuckoo insanity. Prozac, Ritalin, birth control hormones, nickel, cadmium, mercury, all this stuff. Stop drinking the tap water. Stop being insane. Get the video Jim has about sheltering in place. produced by a government former government top expert on nuclear, chemical, biological. Get the Prudent Places DVD, CD-ROM. Get it all. Get the specials on the Big Berkeys. Stop procrastinating. You need to get prepared. And just stop drinking the water, period. Jim, how do they take action?
You can call up and get one of the videos or the CD-ROM book free with the purchase of the Berkey Light without the lights. That's $199, and you get the $30 video Sheltering in Place or the $30 CD book Prudent Places. You can get them both if you get the Berkey Light with the lights, and that's $259. And you can also select what color you want, blue lights or red lights. Blue lights are beautiful. They'll make Mama real happy. And like they say, Alex, if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Well, I know that.
And then the other one is the white lights. That's more practical. That's emergency lighting. You can read with those lights, and they'll run, you know, if the power's out and so on and so forth. So those are two great specials. If you already have one of the CD books, you can also pick a Berkey Sport, the $39 Berkey Sport bottle, or you can pick the potassium iodate to prepare in case there is some sort of a crazy nuclear event.
Now, this is these are purifiers, not just filters. Filters, the cheap $50 filter just cuts the bad taste out. This makes your water safe for your family. Top universities have looked at it. Made in America sponsors this broadcast. They got a bunch of different specials from $199 to $259. You name it, they got little sports bottles for, you know, 20-something bucks. Get a bunch of them for $100. 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com, write in the comment section that it's an Alex Jones special to save money, and to specify what free gift you want, the video, the DVD, the sports bottle, the potassium iodate, berkeywater.com, or you can order via our secure shopping cart at infowars.com as well, or 1-888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for keeping up the good work.
Now, you too, Jim. Thank you. All right, let's go straight to your calls. Thanks for staying with us. Let's talk to Jules in Oregon. Go ahead.
Oh?
Yes, sir.
Keep on. I mean,
yeah, your cell phone's cutting out or something. You're on the air, sir.
In complete support of your mission.
Tell you what, let's put him on hold. Wait till he gets to a better cell zone. Pull over, sir, where you get a good cell. We'll go back to you in 5 minutes. Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Two things occur to me. One is I've just been absolutely astonished that, as far as I can tell, nobody has made the connection, either in print or on the electronic media, about between this beheading and a beheading very
Pearl.
Prominently. Pearl, 2 years ago.
Pearl had found out some info, was about to file a story about Al-Qaeda and CIA, and then he magically gets grabbed and gets his head cut off in CIA-controlled Pakistan. On top of that, four reporters got video of the 3,000 people they took out of containers and machine gunned. Then they, in coalition-controlled territory, get machine gunned on the side of the road, execution style. We can continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Nobody is talking about that at all.
Well, they won't release, you know, I've seen that video, and they won't release that, because if they release that, they got to release the video of our troops raping and killing women.
I remember a couple of years ago it created a sensation because it was briefly on the Internet. I did see it, and now nobody is talking about that at all, and I can't help noticing the similarity of these two names,
Pearl
and Berg.
Yeah.
They sound alike.
Yeah, well, poor Jewish people.
Yeah.
Do you think we should post, we've got the Pearl video, and we've got the other video of poor Mr. Berg. Should we post it?
I'll tell you what I think. I was listening to your last caller, and her point was well taken, but I think you should post it briefly, at least for a couple of days, or at least post a reliable link to it, because it'll be useful for your regular viewers,
and it may
draw new viewers also to your website.
Well, I don't want to.
I don't mean crazies necessarily.
No, I mean, I just don't want to post it just to get hits. Obviously, if we post it, we'll get 20 million hits.
No, I don't mean just hits. I mean, people might then look around once.
I understand.
That
I don't know.
My idea.
I'm going to decide by the end of this broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the video?
I have not seen this one. I saw the Pearl video 2 years ago.
Well, I mean, nobody would want to watch this other than sickos.
Yeah, you've got a dilemma there.
All right, well, thank you for the call. Great points, Maggie. Now, let's see if Jules in Oregon's gotten to a better cell area. Jules, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm a supporter of the program.
I'm sorry, sir. You got to get to about. Go to a payphone or something. You can call back. I'm sorry. Can't understand you. Let's. It sounds like you disagree with me, so I wish you'd call back. I got some of that. Let's talk to Carlos in California. Carlos, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I think the intelligence agencies are behind both atrocities on both sides, and they're manipulating that, of course, to create higher and higher levels of atrocities, which will intensify the chaos, which is beneficial, and that's what the new world globalists are looking for, to spread this war, this insane war against terrorism all across the world, which will spread, of course, to Africa, South America, Central America, Europe, and then here. And when all this is said and done, they will have a pretext to create a new world order to restore order.
Well, they have very well said. Very well said. And they have said that this is a 100-year war, generations, the perfect war, a perfect boogeyman. They control. We know Al-Qaeda, CIA. We know the U.S. government had Mr. Berg released him directly within 24 hours into Al-Qaeda hands. Then he ends up dead. All of this coming together. And we know the intelligence agencies ordered the torture and the rape and the murder. And we know they're behind this as well. The evidence is, again, 98% in that direction. And it is, do you think we should post the video?
It's just too horrifying. No, I don't think so, Alex. I saw the video yesterday. Too horrifying. It's just going to anger more people. And that's going to create more chaos. I think that should be left out.
So, but by the same token, we shouldn't show the guards raping and beating women and children to death?
Well, you know, that is not as morbid as the beheading of this gentleman.
I don't know. We haven't seen it. Only the senators are allowed to see it for 3 hours today.
Well, it's true. I haven't seen the full video. I don't condone any of it, but... you know, you were absolutely right about this. Albert Pike did plan three world wars to lead us into world government.
Founder of the Ku Klux Klan, Supreme Grand Mason, Confederate General, British agent, publicly writing a letter, writing in his book that he's possessed by Lucifer. There will be World War One between Europe, then a world government body created, a World War Two with Europe again, then a war with the Arabs for one world government.
Exactly. You know, what people don't know is that the Knights of the Golden Circle, which was a Freemasonic faction, created the Civil War, or stirred up the Civil War.
Yeah, started it on both sides.
Exactly.
This is what they do. This is how they operate.
Yes, they went on to merge then with the Ku Klux Klan, and you're absolutely right. Albert Pike
This is all in the encyclopedia.
Exactly. And people should become aware of who our leaders are. You know, George Bush has financial connections with the Bin Ladens, with the Saudi royal family.
And this is all admitted. This is all admitted in public, and still people deny it.
Exactly.
He vacations with the Bin Ladens. They flew the Bin Ladens out after 9/11. George Bush Sr. was having breakfast at 8:30 in the morning at the Ritz-Carlton, D.C., with the head of the Bin Laden family. The head of Pakistani intelligence, who wired $100,000 to the supposed lead hijacker, Mohammed Atta. The general was meeting with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee for breakfast that morning. This whole thing is staged. They admit that Al-Qaeda was founded by the CIA. The Senate report admits that in 98 they were used, Al-Qaeda, with Bin Laden in Albania, to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back, they made up all the lies about them, went in and took them over. Al-Qaeda is there to create crises for the globalists. Thanks for the call. Great points, Carlos. David, in Illinois, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I see that you're already talking about this, and that's good. I just wanted to point out that there's no proof that those people we saw in that video were Al-Qaeda. And
they're fat guys. We know that Mr. Chalibi is an admitted former head torture master for the Shah of Iran, a convicted bank robber. I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying these are the kind of individuals that are on the payroll running things, and it's very easy to have a squad of Arabs that are under CIA control. Look, they admit, the family says the U.S. government, look, I read the transcript of what they said. They said it's your fault. You're involved. You had him. What'd you do? And the media spins it. Oh, they're angry because they said they were holding him, and then the next day he was accidentally got grabbed by Al-Qaeda. How obvious does this have to get for people?
Well, and also consider that the man is supposedly identifying himself in this statement of his, but he's got his head covered. Now, why is that?
Well, I heard him going, how come these criminals are wearing masks? Criminals wear masks. Well, why do our police wear masks? I agree. Bad guys that got something to hide cover their faces. You know my name, Alexander Emmerich Jones, from Austin, Texas. I don't hide who I am. Why does the government sneak around and hide so much?
Well, things crawl under rocks. You know that. But now, and as you, I've been listening to you talk about this, and you're absolutely on, and that's why I was calling in. It diverted network coverage from the prison situation, and it justifies the mistreatment of prisoners, supposedly. It justifies our action in Iraq, so there's a lot of things here that this did to benefit our action.
And look at the timeline, my friend. Days after they tell CBS to not show the photos,
It all adds up.
Burt gets grabbed by the coalition, then he gets released, then he gets killed, then it gets released now during the Senate seeing these other videos.
Call Michael Berg and ask for his permission. Talk to him personally before you post this. I think he will give you permission once he talks to you and sees where you're coming from, Alex.
Well, other people are posting it, yeah. But even if he said post it, I don't know. I just... We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.com.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In the next hour, as soon as we start the next hour, I'll get into more of the news, more of the details. Bottom line, this poor Nick Berg, independent contractor, is over there in Iraq. He tries to leave the country. He's detained by coalition forces. And remember, he's a white guy. They have, you know, they can say, oh, well, you're an Arab. We got to keep you, which would be bad enough. But it's just a white guy admittedly there, you know, no criminal record. They keep him for 2 weeks, right around the time they're telling CBS not to release the photos. They said, well, hold off on that while we get stuff set up. He then gets grabbed for 13 and a half days, released. Within less than 24 hours, he's in al-Qaeda's hands and is killed. We know al-Qaeda is admittedly CIA. That's public knowledge, folks. You can deny that if you want. Made two films, written a book, published a book on the subject. Carry a bunch of other videos and books on the subject on the website. So this is very important. And then now this comes out and blacks out all the news of the raping and killing and stuff that just cannot be ignored. Now, a talk show host on the network who's based up at the main office, Studio A, you could say, in Minnesota, Tom Andrew, who is the host of the Roundtable weekdays here on the network, did some research, and this adds to what we're saying. March 13th, MSNBC reported, and it's always this way, always the new terrorist who supposedly bombs or kills or does something, dies before they go out to another crime, or they catch multiple terrorists three or four times, kill them three or four times, just keep using the same names over and over again. The supposed guy with the knife cutting the head off, they say died in northern Iraq months ago. And Tom Andrew, give us the date, headline, and I know you're going to email me the story. We're going to post it on InfoWars and Prison Planet the next few minutes. But please tell us about the article, sir.
I assume you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the name Zarqawi, Abu Musab Zarqawi, just rang a bell to me. And of course, a lot of names are similar. But actually, whatreallyhappened.com has it on their site that didn't we kill this guy 3 months ago? The article just says a Jordanian extremist suspected of bloody suicide attacks in Iraq was killed some time ago in a U.S. bombing, and a letter outlining plans for fomenting sectarian war is a forgery. Goes on to say Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in the Sulaymaniyah Mountains of northern Iraq during the northern American bombing, during the American bombing there.
And that's MSNBC March 13th.
Yeah, March 4th, I believe.
March 4th, excuse me.
Yep.
We'll get that posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com immediately for folks. Have you been listening to my analysis of this?
Oh, sure.
What do you think of it?
Very timely. I mean, your analysis is right on, but it's just the obfuscation, and this couldn't have come at a better strategic moment for...
And we know al-Qaeda CIA. We know Coalition had him in custody, releases him right into al-Qaeda hands. And they told CBS to hold off while they were holding him, then they release him. This thing is so staged.
Well, his parents are aware of this, that he was in U.S. custody, so hopefully... Hopefully they make some noise about it.
Anything else you want to add?
That's about it, man.
Okay, thank you. And tell them what time your broadcast is on.
I'm at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time.
All right, right here on the network. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, we'll be back with the second hour. Tons of news, more analysis of this, your calls. Chemtrail News today as well, and Time Magazine of all places. I'm admitting it's all real. Before we do that, though, in the last minute here in this hour, get my videos, get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, get Matrix of Evil, get my books on 9/11, get the videos on 9/11, get Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, Innocence Betrayed, Second Amendment video. It's all at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you're authorized to make copies of my videos. My videos go down. You get $6 off each video that you when you buy three or more. Call toll-free to get the film. Stop procrastinating. Expose who the real terrorists are. 1-888-253-3139. We got to expose the terrorists. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Big part of the solution. Take action. 1-888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, and don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour, only 70 seconds away. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.